Okay, so now give me your quick story. I'm going to hit the start button right now. Here we go.
Okay, my cousin, who's a carpenter and a son of a carpenter and a son of a carpenter, grandson of a carpenter, was going to cut a sheet of plywood. So he had it laying up on his sawhorses, and he wanted to check his saw depth. And he actually had the saw running and reached under there without looking, and it was cutting through. And it cut through the tip, the first joint in his index finger, and now his index finger is permanently bent at that joint.
Wow.
And he uses that when he's pretending to shoot somebody, but of course he's like shooting around a corner.
Oh, yeah.
So,
wow, that's a scary tool score. So
yeah, that's one of those where you need to be aware all the time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's scary. Yeah, the saws are so dangerous. People don't realize.
He's an experienced carpenter.
I almost cut I cut very badly the tip of my left index finger.
Mm-hmm.
Not this past December, but the December before that. Because I was in a rush using my miter box saw, and all the years of me building, I had never really cut myself badly, but I got into a rush, and...
Yeah, that's exactly...
I mean, the blade was still spinning, and I put my finger right into it.
Yeah, that's exactly what Pete, that he... And, you know, his dad was a carpenter, his grandfather, of course, my grandfather also, because we're first cousins, and my dad's a carpenter, and we all do this stuff all the time. And it's just that moment of
You're not thinking.
Inattention.
Yeah, you really, really have to be careful. All right, well, that was a good story, Jim. Well, thanks for calling, buddy.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay, appreciate it. Sure do.